With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. One of Capitol Hill's most colorful and effective legislators has died.
His family says former Colorado Congressman and Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell has died. He was 92. Campbell was known for his passionate advocacy of Native American issues. He helped sponsor legislation upgrading the Great Sand Dunes National Monument in southern Colorado, where some of his ancestors were killed in a massacre, to a national park. His daughter told the AP, Campbell died of natural causes. I'm Ed Donahue.
A deep sea search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 beginning in the Indian Ocean again, reviving efforts to solve one of the aviation industry's greatest mysteries of all time. A search vessel, the Armada 8605, arriving at a designated search area with two autonomous underwater vehicles. The search is under a no-find, no-fee agreement with Texas-based marine robotics firm Ocean Infinity. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared in 2014, 239 people on board. Justice Department is suing Virginia for providing in-state tuition for immigrants who are in the country illegally.
The lawsuit targets a Virginia law that allows non-citizens to access reduced in-state tuition rates at public universities and colleges if they can establish they reside in the state. The Justice Department argues the measure conflicts with federal immigration law in violation of the U.S. Constitution. This week's lawsuit marks the Trump administration's latest effort to challenge state laws that provide benefits to illegal immigrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Major college football upset. Miami over Ohio State, 24-14. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is calling the Democrats out.
In an amicus brief to the Supreme Court, more than 130 Democratic members of the House and Senate are urging the justices to strike down state laws that bar boys from competing against girls in school sports. Graham, in a post on Facebook, says, quote, "This is sick. Men in women's sports and restrooms is perverted. It seems that most Democrats in Washington are buying into these lies. Pray that God will guide the hearts of the Supreme Court justices." Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim terrorist crisis in Burkina Faso doesn't get as much media attention as those playing out in larger African states, but local leaders say it's just as bad. One Christian clergyman there says most believers are afraid to go out at night for the fear of being targeted by Muslim gangs. He adds the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. The key word is resilience, preserving in prayer and hope. And this is SRN News. Stocks ending the year on a lower note, but overall, 2025, another stellar year with gains pretty much all across the board. Seth Soutell takes a look at all the numbers.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Market Report. Wall Street closed out another banner year with a downbeat finish. The S&P 500 gave up 0.7% Wednesday. That was the S&P's fourth loss in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 303 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.8%. Trading volume was thin ahead of the New Year's Day holiday on Thursday. Stocks finished with strong gains for 2025. The S&P 500 rose more than 16% for the year. That's its third straight year of double-digit gains. The Nasdaq Composite rose 20% for the year. Dow finished 13% higher. Seth Soutell, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.